I don't know if you've got a Thompson Chain study Bible. There is a little illustration in the back of it about the life of Jacob. And it's done in it's like waves, actually. There's the high points that Jacob got to. You think of Bethel and Peniel. Bethel again. He was at Bethel twice in his experience, and he met the Lord. Those were high points in his life. But then there's also the dips, right down into the depths, when he deceived Laban, deceived Esau, deceived Laban. It wasn't a nice, smooth, upward course that Jacob was on from the day he came to know the Lord. Up and down, up and down. And sadly, Christian, that's our life as well. We're no better than Jacob. We're Jacob's. Every child of God is a Jacob. Yes, there's the times we reach heights with God and our souls are blessed, and we, like Peter, we want to stay there. When he was on the Mount of Transfiguration. But we don't stay there. We don't stay there. There's a tendency to grow cold and go down into the valley, go down into the dip. And the Lord has to come and intervene and revive us and restore us and stir us up and quicken us afresh and get us up the mountain top again. And then we're up there and the dip comes again. You think of Israel as a nation. Let's take the people of God generally. You think about Israel in the days of the judges. Forgot the Lord. Came under the impressive rule of some of their enemies. The Lord raised up a judge to deliver them. You'd think they'd learn their lesson. Did they? No. Another generation came up. They didn't go through the experiences of the first generation. They didn't realize the bitterness of what it is to be under the rule and the oppressive rule of their enemies. And they departed from the Lord. And this whole cycle just went over again. Under the heel of their enemies, the Lord raised up a deliverer, a judge who delivered them, who brought them back to honor the Lord. Did they learn? The whole cycle just started all over again. And you go through the book of Judges and you just watch cycle after cycle, generation after generation, not learning from their forefathers, not learning by way of hearing and precept. They're going to have to learn it by bitter experience. You forsake the Lord. God's people forsake the Lord. There's only one consequence. We come under the oppressive heel of our enemies. Until the Lord is gracious to intervene and send deliverance. That's how it is collectively with the people of God. And in our own lives, it's not a smooth course. It's up and down. It's not an excuse for up and down, but it's a reality. You see, sometimes the devil will come to us and he will say, oh, now if you were a true child of God, you wouldn't be like this. You wouldn't be experiencing this. Look at your life. It's inconsistent, up and down. You blow hot and cold. Well, the devil soon knows and observes how it is with us, and he'll soon tell us as well. And he'll come to you, and maybe he's done it this week with somebody. And he has come to you this week and he has battered you in your black and blue, as it were, from the devil, because he has beaten you up this week over something. And he has told you, you're no Christian. Sure, look at you. Look at what you've done. Look at what you said. Look at what you thought. And you've listened to him. And he's left you bruised and battered. And maybe you've even doubted the Lord, doubted whether you're saved or not. Well, as I say, it's not an excuse for ups and downs, but I think it's worth noticing it's the reality, Christian, for us all. And don't let the devil beat you up on it. The best of men are only men at the best. And you can take the best of men in Scripture, and you'll find their dips. You take Abraham, that man, the friend of God, that man who walked with God in the way that he did. He went down into Egypt when he was told not to. his faith failed. The Lord told him to stay in Canaan. The famine had come. The Lord told him to stay in Canaan. Abraham thought, can't stay in Canaan. There's no food in Canaan. I'll sojourn down into Egypt. I'll just go down for a little while. Abraham lied about Rebecca, or about Sarah. In Egypt, told Pharaoh that she was his sister. Well, she was his half-sister. It was a half a lie. It was still a lie. And Pharaoh caught him out. Pharaoh expelled him. Told him to leave. A man like you lying? Abraham must have walked out of Egypt thinking poorly about himself that day. Oh, he had his dips. I wasn't the only one. Even the very best of men. Sadly, Abraham did something that day that the Jews live with to this very day. Hagar, Ishmael, and all the trouble with the Arabs. A great deal of it. They're not all descendant from Ishmael, but there's certainly some of them descendant from Ishmael. The man that the Lord said his hand would be against every man. And Abraham's troubles, or Abraham's dip, and the consequences of it live with the Jews to this very day, and will to the day of Christ's return. It's not an excuse for ups and downs, but it is a reality. We wish it were different, but it's not. But nevertheless, Christian, whether it's up and down, the Lord is working in us. He's making us holy.